Brilliant Audio presents the unabridged recording of Frankenstein, Lost Souls, by Dean Koontz, performed by Christopher Lane. To Tracy Devine and Fletcher Buckley, who keep each other delightfully sane in a world gone mad, may your lives be full of good books, good music, good friends, and, in light of your reckless choice of vacation spots, only good bears. Men do not differ much about what things they will call evils. They differ enormously about what evils they will call excusable. G.K. Chesterton. Frankenstein, Lost Souls. Chapter 1. The October wind came down from the stars. With the hiss of an artist's airbrush, it seemed to blow the pale moonlight like a mist of paint across the slate roofs of the church and abbey, across the higher windows and down the limestone walls. Where patches of lawn were bleached by recent cold, the dead grass resembled ice in the lunar chill. At 2 o'clock in the morning, Deucalion walked the perimeter of the 7-acre property, following the edge of the encircling forest. He needed no lamplight to guide him, and he would have needed none even in the blackness of the mountain woods. From time to time he heard sounds of unknown origin issuing from among the towering pines, but they inspired no anxiety. He carried no weapon because he feared nothing in the forest, nothing in the night, nothing on earth. Although he was unusually tall, muscled, and powerful, his physical strength was not the source of his confidence and fortitude. He went downhill past St.